A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the ancient one and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the book of Revelation. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, who has made us into a kingdom. Priests for his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All the peoples of the earth will lament him. Yes. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is taken from the first reading that we heard proclaimed. The one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. Vision. Bishop John Paul had asked me to interview to become the next principal of Regis High School back in 1986. And I was hoping I could stay a teacher yet for a while before that would happen. But I went up, I was interviewed by members of the school board. I went back to La Crosse thinking that, well, there's no way that I'm going to become principal. About a week later, the bishop called and said, "The board wants you to be their principal, and I'm appointing you as the next principal." So after it was all said and done, he said, "Do you have any questions?" And I said, "I get the feeling that I have no say on this." He said, "You're right, you don't, you're going. You're going to be the next principal." And it was a good assignment. I enjoyed it. That's called obedience. But it was interesting, before the bishop had called me in, people from Eau Claire, several people were calling Aquinas and talking to people and saying, "What kind of a man is he? What kind of a priest? What are we going to get?" And one of the employees said to me, he said, "Well, I did put in a good word for you." I said, "Thank you very much." We all do it, don't we? We know if someone new is going to come, what we do is want to find out about the person. What is he or she like? What are they like? Are they good? Are they going to be challenging? Are they a good listener? Whatever it may be, people like to know. And in our first reading for today, we hear something that we should know about what's called the Son of Man. We have heard this term now for the second week in a row. Last Sunday in the Gospel account, Jesus even said, "Behold the day when the Son of Man will come." It was a term that was used a great deal way into the Old Testament and even after the ascension of Jesus into heaven. When Saint Stephen, right before he was going to be martyred, he said, "I see the Son of Man coming on a cloud." What is the Son of Man? We probably know the term Son of God, which both are given to Jesus. But looking at what we saw in our passage for today, it comes up twice in this very short passage from the prophet Daniel. He envisioned seeing the Son of Man come. It was understood then that when you see the Son of Man come, this is the one that's going to come to make things right and put things back in the order they should be. That's how the people of the Old Testament had understood it. Now, a lot of times a person was described as kind of in a different figure. Take, for instance, in the book of Revelation, the Emperor Nero, he was referred to as a beast with the number 666. But this is the only time that the one who is to come is referred to as a man. God, the Ancient One, the Father, as we heard in this passage, he is God the Father. And then the Son of Man who comes from him is the one that's going to put things in proper order and then turn everything back over to the Ancient One, back to God the Father. And even as I said last Sunday, Jesus even said, the Son of Man will come in all his glory. And now we know who the Son of Man is. It is Jesus Christ. He is the one that put everything back in its proper order, the way the Father intended it to be. And when he comes, he will reign. One question I think that can be asked today is this. As we come before the Son of Man, how do we sit before him? How are we having our lives together waiting for him to come when a time we don't not know? And we'll make the judgment, how do you feel we're going to be judged? Are we right before him? As we heard in this passage, he will come and everything will belong to him. And when he makes the judgment, he will either judge us to be a part of the living, inheriting the kingdom of God, or the dead, which we will inherit hell. So I hope that you look at your own lives, your own souls today, and see if God was to judge you right now at this moment, how would he judge you? We hope and pray that he will judge us fairly, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, to whom all things belong, and we wait for him to come to institute and put all things back in proper order.